A couple milestones were reached in Ohio State's win over Minnesota. How did Ohio State overcome Minnesota's zone defense? And Ohio State has a big test coming soon. All that and more right here on Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to an episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of Locked On Podcast Network. I'm also the host of the J. Stevens Podcast. It is a Friday, January 28th in the year 2022, and I would like to thank every person out there for making Locked On Buckeyes, yes, that's you, their very first listen of every single day. Anytime, I've said this once, I'll say it 1,000 more times. Anytime you get a road win in the Big Ten Conference, it's a big deal. And what we witnessed on Thursday evening as the Buckeyes took a trip to the barn in Minnesota and came out victorious, that is a big deal. On top of that big deal, there were a couple milestones that were reached in this game, in a game that we saw Ohio State play really good basketball. Chris Holtmann got his 100th win as the Ohio State Buckeyes basketball coach in only year number 5. And then also EJ Liddell joined the 1,000 point club for those members that scored 1,000 points in their career at Ohio State in the second half when he hit an and one free throw. This game was fun. Those milestones right there that were reached in this game, well, one was at the conclusion because you can't get a win until the game was over. It was just a great way to capitalize and to cap off a great night of basketball. Now, early in the game, it wasn't always great. First couple possessions for Minnesota, they realized, hey, we can attack Justin Arns. I think everybody realizes that early on. He is a liability on defense. When a shot isn't going, he's sometimes not all the way locked in on defense, and they had a pick and roll early. They whatever man was on him, they got that ball to him, dribble drive to the paint, and there was nobody there protecting the rim. And then another time, same guy, Lowell, number 12, was the man that Arns was defending. Next thing you know, Lowell hits a three. Chris Holtmann makes a quick defensive switch because he realizes he can't keep Arns on Lowell. I hope I'm saying his name correctly, because Arns is going to be a liability and down the road would hurt Ohio State. Offensively, things were rolling. Things were looking okay. I thought the zone defense was going to give Ohio State major fits. I mean, major fits. No Jamari Wheeler in this game. Michi Johnson comes back in this game. First game back after missing a few. He did wear a mask. It was a different type of mask than normal. Your normal mask over your face and eyes and over your nose. But he did have a little bit covering his mouth and chin as well. And it had a little easier way for him to breathe. Well, holes for him to breathe in. But he said breathing was hard. And Michi in this game, he did hit a couple, at least one logo three. And I'm like, okay, go ahead, do your thing, Michi. But I do think that was a spark for that first unit that was necessary. Liddell, you know, in a game when you're 12 points away from joining the 1,000 point club, you yourself are thinking, okay, I could get this easily. And some people are saying, they wanted Liddell to get that milestone within the first 5 minutes. That wasn't the flow of the game. EJ just played within the flow of the game and let the game come to him. He let the game just flow the entire time. Didn't want to be too big of a focus, too small of a focus. Hey, if the shot's there, great. If the shot's not there, I'm not going to worry about it. And EJ Liddell was a guy that in this moment, he was just doing his thing. To the tune that he is the first Ohio State player in the last 25 seasons to record at least 20 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists in a game. That's just coming to him because at the end of the first half, I believe he only had 9 points. Malachi Branham had 9 points within the first 9 of the first 11 points for Ohio State. So that's a little bit of a different twist for you saying, well, EJ's the guy, but why is Branham scoring early? That's just the way the game was coming. The game was flowing, and the offense just flowed that way. In the second half, Ohio State got a big, major, huge spark from Kyle Young. There are times I think Kyle Young should play more, should start at times over Zedeki. Not that Zedeki is a bad player. I just think that for that matchup, it's more for Kyle Young to start instead of Zedeki. Kyle Young's perfectly fine sticking within his role, any role that Chris Holtmann has for him. Kyle Young, at the end of this one, he had 14 big points. Let me get this correctly. Yeah, Kyle Young got 14 points on 5 of 7 shooting, hit all 4 of his free throws, added in 4 rebounds and 4 assists as well. Liddell led the way with 23 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. Unfortunately, he had 4 personal fouls, almost fouled out in this one. Zedeki had 12 points on 6 of 9 shooting with 8 rebounds. Malachi Branham had 11 points and 6 rebounds of his own, also added in 3 assists. On the other side of the ball, Minnesota, they have 4 guys in double figures. Willis with 12, Battle with 15, Lowell, I hope I'm saying his name correctly, with 11, and then Sutherland with 12. That four-headed monster, those 4 guys together, they were keeping Minnesota in the game. There was a time I thought Ohio State could have beaten Minnesota by 20 just by the way that the game was flowing and the ball was moving. But that wasn't the final score. The final score is 75-64, an 11-point win for the Buckeyes in this one. The ball was flowing and moving in a way in a time. And even though this zone defense we're going to talk about here in a second kind of derailed things for a little bit for Ohio State, things never got out of hand. And in a time when I know Ohio State has too many self-imposed turnovers, when Ohio State sometimes gets down and beats themselves, this one never got out of hand for either side. And it should have got out of hand for Minnesota because Ohio State has the firepower and they were doing everything needed to blow this one wide open. It just didn't happen. This one, Ohio State wins an 11-point game in the barn. Chris Holtmann, his 100th win as the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. E.J. Liddell joins the 1,000-point club for those members that have that played basketball at Ohio State that have scored at least 1,000 points in their career. The nice thing about Liddell, his career is not over. Holtmann's career is not over. I wonder how many wins Holtmann will have while at Ohio State, and I wonder how many more points E.J. will score while he is a Buckeye. Hey Buckeye fans, this is Jay Stevens with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code SCORE and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code SCORE, that's S-C-O-R-E, to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card, or Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SCORE to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. You are tuned in to Locked On Buckeyes here on a Monday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. It's Super Week, brought to you by GetUpside, and there's no better place to get coverage of the big game than a Locked On NFL podcast. Locked On NFL will be in LA all week covering the big game. For those of you that are podcast listeners, audio only, thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe on whatever app you're listening to right now or follow. I think some of the terminology has altered lately over the past few months or years for podcasting, but make sure you subscribe or follow. Apple Podcast users, make sure you leave a 5-star review and a rating. For those of you on the YouTube, thank you, thank you, thank you. The growth keeps happening, and it's all because of you. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit that bell so you're notified every time a new video goes live or is uploaded. Make sure you hit the like button on this video and every video on this channel. It's a great way to help more people stay up to date with their Ohio State Buckeyes with this year's podcast. a zone defense. We talked about it briefly yesterday, and I wasn't planning on doing this today, but it just happened. A good zone defense will be not only a 2-3 defense, but it'll rotate into a 3-2 defense. And so when you think about it, you're thinking, okay, cool. When I get to the wing, that defender is down low, so I can attack in a way, and there's going to be a gap there if he does not come up. There's going to be a driving lane there if the guy that's down low, on the wing, does not come up. If the guy that's up top does not come down or does not come over, there's going to be some places there for me to attack. But a good zone defense, what we saw with Minnesota, they went from a 2-3 to a 3-2 simultaneously and seamlessly. I'm surprised they got that out without stuttering. Pretty proud of myself for that one. And it didn't derail Ohio State. Yes, it gave them a hiccup. Yes, it gave them a hurdle. But it did not derail them in a way that I expected it to. Ohio State in this one, they were a team, not just in this one, but in every game. Ohio State was a team that has one of the higher post-up percentages in college basketball. I believe it's top five. If not top five, it's top four. 20% of the time, at least, they're posting up and throwing the ball into the post. Minnesota knows this. Purdue, Ohio State's next opponent, knows this. And everybody else in the country knows this. They're trying to throw the ball inside. Zed Key, E.J. Liddell, Kyle Young. Not so much in that order. Just whatever the game dictates is where the ball will go. Well, in this one, Minnesota comes out in a zone defense. They actually maneuver into a zone defense. And the patience I saw from Ohio State really stuck out. Swinging the ball around, trying to figure out where the crease is, trying to figure out where the hole is. Yes, they had some guys, Liddell, Malachi Branham, flashing to the high post, to the free throw line, trying to see if they could get the ball in there to try to shoot their way out of the zone. You can shoot your way out of the zone from behind the three-point line, or you can also shoot your way out of the zone from right there at the free throw line. Two different ways to shoot yourself out of the zone. Malachi Branham is phenomenal in the mid-range, and he had done a phenomenal job in the mid-range early in the game to get nine of the first 11 points. And so Minnesota seeing this, I'm like, okay, cool. We're not going to let you guys continue to do this. And Ohio State, they still found ways to at times throw the ball inside to the post. But one thing Chris Holtmann did was he was having guys from the wing. Now, I'm saying like three-point side, little three-point down by the corner. They were to come in and cut into the middle, right by the free throw line. So it's not your traditional, I'm going to have my postman come up from the block to the free throw line to flash up and to get the ball. No, but I'm going to have my guy from the corner on the wing, on the side of the court, flashing and cut. And that cut there, it wasn't expected. It was a way to slip right through and be a little, to slither your way right through the defense to get the ball. Now, one thing that person that has the ball has to do, you have to be able to realize, am I going to shoot? Am I going to pass? How patient am I going to be? Am I going to be calm with the basketball? These are all things that in the moment you have to worry about. In Ohio State, you could tell they practiced this because this is not something that most teams can just work on throwing on the fly and be phenomenal, be good at it. No, Ohio State worked at it, and the cuts that I just mentioned, going from the side, coming into the middle. Eugene Brown had some. Cedric Russell had a couple. These are guys that are guards. When they get the ball in their hand, Cedric Russell can shoot that ball, can shoot that thing with ease if he needs to. But he's also been very patient and just been able to follow and flow with the offense. And Ohio State did this, and in the moment, they stayed with Minnesota. They did not get out of bounds. They did not get out of whack or out of tune with Minnesota. Also, Ohio State, when they were getting some of these shots inside, they missed a lot of initial shots. They had so many offensive rebounds, it was stupid. I mean, to the tune, they had 20 offensive rebounds, 28 defensive rebounds. They won the defensive battle 48-22. They had 8 points off turnover, didn't win that battle, but those points are still huge. Ohio State in this game. We talk about the hustle stats in basketball. And this is the game where the hustle stats matter. Because in a zone, most teams in a zone, you're only going to get one shot. They're going to rebound, and they're going to go down to the other end and try to score on you. You have five guys inside the three-point line on defense. The rebound should be the team that's on defense easily. But Ohio State said, no, we're not going to allow you to just do that. And Chris Holtmann says, no, we're crashing the glass. We're crashing the glass. We're crashing the glass. And by crashing the glass, you saw Liddell get a shot, missed it. Okay, cool. Zed Key get a rebound. He get a shot, missed it. Okay, cool. Zed Key get another rebound. Pass it to Branham. Branham gets a shot. Ohio State was so in tune with the game plan against Minnesota, that zone defense that would derail most teams, and I think even earlier in the year, would have really, really drastically messed up Ohio State. Not this game. Not this night. It didn't faze them at all. Ohio State with the hustle points, they were huge. You talk about Kyle Young earlier with his 14 points. Ohio State had 27 second chance points. Ohio State had 23 bench points. Now remember, Jamari Wheeler's out of here. Michi Johnson's in the starting lineup. So somebody needs to step up off of the bench. Great job, Kyle Young. Great job, said Russell, adding in 8 points of his own. Also, points in the paint. Ohio State had 40. Ohio State in this one, they showed you. We talk about it all the time, but they proved to us once again, hustle stats matter. You want to beat a zone defense? How do you do it? Find different ways to get inside of the crease and into the heart of that defense. You might not always make your first shot, but what do? Get that rebound, battle for the rebound over and over and over and over and over again until you get the final rebound that's right before that ball goes into the bucket. Second chance points, offensive rebounds, points in the paint, all of those are ways to beat and overcome a zone defense. Now, some teams can overcome a zone defense by shooting it from the outside, shooting three-pointers, and just shooting that team out of a zone defense. Minnesota realized Ohio State's not going to beat us via the three. Only person that can is Justin Arns, and that boy is cold. C-O-L-D, cold. Not as in cold, his shot is just lethal. No, but cold, his shot is not going in right now. That's the reality. Another reality, if Ohio State can do this against Minnesota, this is a great way to show other people out there that Ohio State is for real. They're not just going to be a team that's going to be a 15 to 20 ranked team all year, but they could be climbing themselves inside the top 15, maybe inside the top 10. We'll talk about why that could be the case coming up next. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill, you want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week 3, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Here's an idea for the new year. Go to all your secret treat stashes at home, in the pantry, at the office, in the car, or wherever they are. Throw out all the sugary or calorie-filled treats and replace them with Built Bars. So when you're craving a snack or treat, you can reach for something that's healthy and tastes incredible. Go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and it's all one word, to receive 15% off your next order. Once again, go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Buckeyes here on a Friday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every single day. Your Ohio State Buckeyes have a huge, monumental test coming up this Sunday. The game is at 12 noon Eastern time on CBS, a national broadcast. I'm sure it's going to be a doubleheader or triple header. Therefore, well, it's probably going to be leading into the conference championship game. I don't know the time of those games, but I do believe the CBS has the AFC. Think about this: Ohio State, Purdue leading into the NFL Today, and then leading into the AFC Championship. This should be a great preview for that. Ohio State has a big test this week. This week they play the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue is number 6 in the country. Currently 5th in the Big Ten. You want to say, how does that happen? This had all their losses come to Big Ten opponents. They lost to Rutgers on a last second shot, a last second three by Ron Harper Jr. that everybody, I mean literally everybody that was watching that game went wild. Doesn't matter who you were rooting for, Rutgers or Purdue in that one, you went wild. Wisconsin lost to Wisconsin by 5. That was a home game. They lost on the road to Indiana recently by 3. Also at the end of that game was wild as well. Ohio, after that Indiana game, Purdue has won their 2 games after that. They beat Northwestern by 20. Then they beat Iowa on the road by 10. When you look at the Purdue Boilermakers, you look at, you know, one thing, they're going to have height. They have Travion Williams, who is leading their way in rebounds with 8.5 rebounds a game. They have Zach Edey, the big seven footer. My goodness, I can't talk. Plus a big man in there, averaging 14.8 points a game. Jaden Ivey, future NBA basketball player, averaging 16.6. Travion Williams, 12.7 points a game. Sasha Stefanovic, 12.2. Yes, they do have 4 guys averaging in double digits. Added Mason Gillis, Isaiah Thompson, Brandon Newman, Caleb First, Eric Hunter Jr. They have a lot of players. They have a lot of firepower. They have a lot of people that just fit in where they're supposed to. Oh, yeah, Zach Edey is averaging 7.6 rebounds a game and 1.2 blocks per game as well. Let me get Zach Edey's correct height so everyone knows more about exactly what we're dealing with here. Zach Edey, 7'4", 295 pounds. You think about Travion Williams, that'll be Liddell's matchup. Phenomenal in the post. He has this Hakeem Olajuwon shake that I have never seen a college athlete do. I haven't seen many pros do. And it's, oh my goodness, it's lethal. It's lethal. It'll make your jaw drop in awe and astonishment that he pulled that off. You also have not only Travion Williams, but you have Zach Edey. So this is going to be a rare test where Liddell and Zedeki are both guarding guys taller than them and heavier than them. Then you have Jaden Ivey, and I wonder if Wheeler missing this game was, hey, we could beat Minnesota without Jamari Wheeler. We need Jamari Wheeler for the Purdue game, because that Jaden Ivey-Jamari Wheeler matchup is one that I'm going to be locked in for, ready to go, because this is a matchup here that if Ohio State doesn't slow this down, it's going to be a long afternoon. Crazy things happen in West Lafayette and Mackey Arena. My first time being there will actually be on Sunday. I have never been to Mackey Arena, so I'm going to be there to see 14,000 loud, strong Purdue Boilermaker fans to see exactly what takes place when they're loud and proud and representing their team. I wonder. I am curious. I know how good Ohio State is. I know how good Purdue is. I wonder if Ohio State has what it takes to compete with one of the better teams in the country. They can beat all good teams. They beat Duke earlier. That was a home win when the students ended up rushing the court at the end of this one. But this game's different. This game's a lot different. You want to have a chance to win the Big Ten regular season title, which right now you're in the running for. You're not in the – it's so weird how the Big Ten Conference regular season has gone. I thought it was going to be Purdue, but Purdue is – honestly, Purdue might be 3, 4, 5 at the end of the Big Ten Conference turn regular season because of just all their losses are coming inside the conference. But Ohio State, do you want to be a team that can't compete consistently with the big dogs? Do you want to be a team that knows right now you're going to get out of the first round of the NCAA tournament? Do you want to be a team that is going to continue to build upon the success that you have after one road win? Do you want to be a team that everybody on your schedule knows they can lose to you? This is where you do it. You beat the Boilermakers Sunday in Mackey Arena. Yes, it's tough. Yes, we know crazy things happen in West Lafayette when Big Ten teams go there. We know this. It happens all the time. But you know what? Don't worry about it. Take care of business. Take this business trip. Go there. You know all eyes are going to be watching you, and take care of business. This is one of those games where you figure out what kind of team you have. I know Minnesota's good. They were 11-5. Now they're 11-6. I get it. Minnesota's good. But that's not it. This is one of those games against one of the better teams in the country, one of the better teams you're going to face all season long, where you let people know, was that Duke game a fluke? Or are we for real? We could go into Mackey Arena, a place where we normally struggle, and win and be a really good basketball team. Hey, we'll find out Sunday. You know what else? We'll talk about it right here on Monday. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. This has been a fun week. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. Have fun on this Friday. Looking out my window. It's snowing right now, unfortunately. I know it's cold where you are. Snow means it's colder where I am. Let's stay warm. Let's stay safe. Let's stay off the roads as much as we can if it's snowing where you are, because we all know sometimes plows. I can't talk right now. Plows do not get out there as quickly as sometimes we think. Guys, I'm out of here. I can talk all day. Enjoy your day. Have fun today. Let's enjoy this Buckeye win over Minnesota. Get ready for a big test coming up on Sunday afternoon.